We obviously have aspirations of getting back to where we were last year. So this is the first stage of the process in doing that. But we're under no illusion that, you know, each stage is going to require, we'll have to treat each team with a lot of respect. So we're under no illusion Derry are off the back of a good league campaign, but we obviously finished the campaign strong ourselves. So, you know, say just we're all keen, mad keen to get the championship up and running. So we are like after a good enough finish the league.
Derry will come to Healy Park with nothing to lose, and they'll be able to throw off the shackles, play with a bit of abandon, and Tyrone probably have everything to lose.
Yeah, I suppose the same happened 06. Tyrone came off the back of winning the All-Ireland in 05, and there was a bit of an ambush in Healy Park. Derry pipped them in the first round. I suppose we have to expect the unexpected, and that we're not walking into an ambush, that we're prepared for what Derry can bring. And on their day, they're very, very good. The spine of their team there, with a lot of Slochneil players this year who have obviously committed, it's going to make things tricky. You know, but at the same time, we're confident that you know, we're not going to walk into this ambush, as I say, and we're expecting Derry to be better this year than they have been years before where we've played them. So no, we're all looking forward to a good test. As I say, the last number of years we've faced Derry, and we've played really well, and we've been very strong in those games. I know in 06 Tyrone got an early red card and a couple of injuries, so that's always, you know, we have to be prepared that, as I mentioned, expecting the unexpected, that these situations can arise, and that we're prepared for that, and we're by no means taking this game lightly. So we are, as I say, this is the first step in that process to getting back to, well, winning an Ulster title firstly, hopefully, and further down the lane, but this is just that first step.
Can we expect to see a continuation of this new strategy, the long ball game, or is it going to be a mix of a wee bit of everything?
I suppose there's no point dropping things that worked well for us as well. It's nice that we have that variation. I'm sure Derry will have spent a lot of time looking at how we played well and finishing the league strong. And the long ball, the high ball, was definitely one factor. I suppose you can't be a one-trick pony either, that we have that long ball option, but we also have a low ball option. So it'll hopefully keep teams guessing. Well, it's definitely something we'll be... I imagine will be used. Like
we've known for a long time what good footballers Matty Donnelly and Cal McShane are, but are we possibly seeing them at their greatest strengths now playing inside there?
You know, possibly. Cal definitely finished, he had a very good league campaign, as did Matty. Physically, both fellas are very strong and direct. Although still seeing them in training do just as much, if not more. So I think the two boys will know themselves that they have another gear there still, that they'll have aspirations of even playing, you know, showing this year's championship that it wasn't a one-off, that league campaign. Two fellas have a lot more to prove. I think every team sets out their stall at the start of the year with the aim to win the Ulster championship, but, you know, I haven't looked past Derry, nor has any of the players. Like, this is our focus, is Derry. We haven't looked at Antrim or Donegal or Monaghan, whoever we face further down the line. If you don't treat those teams with respect in the first round, that's where you can get caught with that complacency. As I say, our only focus at the minute is Derry.